spy chips, shadow AI, and deepfake everything. Good morning. It's Monday, May 25th, and today's AI story is that the stack is stretching in two directions at once. Governments want more compute, companies are racing to put agents everywhere, and the trust layer is straining under the pressure. First, the biggest infrastructure signal. The Verge reports that the White House has approved a request for roughly $9 billion, so U.S. spy agencies can buy cutting-edge AI chips and build the infrastructure to run the latest models. The report, citing the New York Times, says the CIA and NSA are short on the compute needed to keep pace, and that NVIDIA's Grace Blackwell systems are part of the plan. Congress still has to approve the funds, so this is not money in motion yet. But the signal is clear. Frontier AI capacity is now a national capability issue, not just a cloud budget line. Second, on the enterprise side, TechCrunch published a strong reality check on AI security, built around comments from Google Cloud COO Francis D'Souza. His core warning is simple. There is no AI strategy without a data strategy and a security strategy. He called out shadow AI, urged companies to demand governance and auditability from the start, and argued that old security response models are too slow for an agentic environment. The most striking line in the piece is that the average time from breach to the next attack stage has compressed from hours to seconds. Whether that exact figure holds in every context or not, the broader message is the important one. Once agents can move through enterprise systems, forgotten data stores and sloppy permissions become newly dangerous. Third, that security pressure is not just theoretical. In the same TechCrunch piece, Google's broader AI platform posture gets scrutinized because developers have reportedly been hit with huge unauthorized Gemini charges after API scopes expanded beyond what they expected. That matters because it turns AI security from an abstract governance conversation into a billing, access control, and developer trust problem. If you sell into enterprises, expect a lot more questions about model permissions, default settings, audit logs, and blast radius. Fourth, The Verge has a thoughtful column on how attackers are shifting from basic jailbreaks toward exploiting chatbot personalities. The frame is useful. The best prompt attacks increasingly work by pretending the model has emotions, obligations, or a role to play, instead of just bluntly saying, "Ignore previous instructions." That may sound like a niche red team trick, but it matters commercially. If AI products are going to sound more human, they also become easier to socially engineer at the prompt layer. Personality is quickly becoming part of the attack surface. Fifth, Google's new Omni model family is giving us a preview of the next consumer wave. In a Verge hands-on, Omni Flash is described as an anything-to-anything generative model that can start from photos, video, or text, and generate video inside Google's Flow tool. The reviewer found real progress on consistency and prompt following, but also the familiar AI weirdness, jump scares, glitches, and deepfake unease. That combination is probably the most honest state of the market read right now. Multimodal generation is getting meaningfully better, but not cleanly trustworthy. And sixth, there's a useful social signal from TechCrunch's hands-on with Amazon's Be Wearable. The device records, transcribes, summarizes, and nudges, and the review lands in an interesting middle ground, compelling for professional note-taking, uncomfortable for ordinary life. That's worth paying attention to because it hints at where ambient AI may actually land first. Not as a universal lifestyle companion, but as a narrowly justified work tool where the productivity upside can outweigh the creep factor. So the takeaway for today is this. AI is becoming more capable, more embedded, and more expensive to govern at the exact same time. Compute is geopolitical. Agents are becoming operational, and trust, permissions, and provenance are becoming premium features rather than nice-to-haves. Business idea. Build an AI access governance and spend control layer for agentic enterprises. The product would sit across model APIs, agent runtimes, and employee AI tools to enforce scoped permissions, detect shadow AI usage, simulate prompt risk paths, and stop runaway spend before it turns into a five-figure surprise. Who pays? Mid-market and enterprise IT, security, and platform teams already rolling out copilots and internal agents. Why now? Today's news shows the same pain from multiple angles. Government compute scarcity, enterprise shadow AI, prompt layer attacks, and surprise model charges. What makes it defensible? The moat is not the model, but the integrations, policy graph, and forensic history across clouds, SaaS tools, and model providers. That's the briefing for Monday, May 25th. Sources today included TechCrunch and The Verge. With the White House chip request described by The Verge based on New York Times reporting.